Blog Talk Radio.
I do a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happy if it hurts you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Second, it's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything friends will say as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Second, it's kind of fresh you listen to more than hip-hop. And I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.
In the name and in the power of Amen, the Supreme Being, we trust. We live, we breathe, we move, we have our beings, and we are free. I would like to say Good morning. My name is Sinetra Menkarays, and I will be hosting Amina Ray's broadcast this morning. Amun is the name of the original men, women, and children. The name Amun is the name of the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High, and the All in All Pure Intelligence of Light. The mind, body, and the soul of those God family of beings that seeded the original peoples of the earth, men, women, and children here on planet Earth with a divine purpose. Now, I am listening to myself and I am like thinking in my head, wow, this sounds like a, you know, a announcement, you know? And it's, you know, it's a, that's kind of exactly what it is meant to be. It's an announcement. Because most of us who have been raised up, or I should say reared up, because in most cases we have not been raised up at all. We have been reared, you know, gotten, someone has gotten behind us from the rear, you know, and they have pushed us forward into something that they may not have known for themselves if it was the proper direction to go in, but because they were led in that direction themselves, they got behind a particular doctrine. And in most cases, these doctrines have been man-made doctrines geared with a purpose that was not divine. Now, why would I say this? Most of us, you know, we are loyal to what we have been given from our prior generations, whatever it is that our mothers and fathers, grandfathers, even going back to what we believe to be our ancestry as it relates to being called and or coming across the Atlantic Ocean from Africa. Therefore, we have adopted the title of African American. After we got over here, we were given another name. We had to grow or evolve to being a quote unquote African American. Because prior to that, we were called the worst of names. Nigga, Negro, darky, everything but a child of God. Y'all have heard that saying before. You get into an altercation with someone and it gets heated and out of control, and then you start calling names. And next somebody says, when they describe it later, you know, they call me everything but a child of God. And that's exactly how it has been for the original people. Now, I'm going to keep saying original people for a reason. There's something we really need to do before we can even become men and women who are raising divine children. Now, I'm talking about raising, not rearing up in old doctrines, not rearing up in old generational ways of lifestyle, but coming to know why. We are the original people who were seated here on this planet as the men, the women who were given the genetic gene of God. This is why we look so different from all the other peoples of the planet. We did not come from them. You cannot get the color of the original people, which is that carbon-coded, most commonly called today, quote-unquote, melanin. But it is not melanin. We really, really need to do our homework and not get on the bandwagon every time someone throws something out there. Make sure that they can establish the actual connecting factor to the truth. And that is what I will do in the name and the power of Amun today. Now, our origin as a people, as an original people, before we fell into the disobedience of not doing those things that were given to us to do, as it related to our life's survival, as it related to our divinity and our glory as a God genetically connected people. And I'm going to ask the listening family, because in truth, it's all about those who are connected to the source. I'm not a hater of anyone who is not, because in most cases, you have been a learning experience for us, so that our future generations, our children, will know as they grow and evolve into men and women what the history has been and how many earth years it has taken to reverse the mistakes that we made when we were given very, very clear instructions on our lives that would have kept us in our intended role as the rulers, as the kings and the queens, as the God genetically connected family to the source, the supreme being, the most high, the creator of everything that you see here on this planet Earth. What you see and what you don't see, what is out there in the planets and the universe, the dark holes and the Milky Ways, the constellations, and far on the skies, far beyond the imagination. What exists, what we have access to in the different dimensions past this 3D world, which is in truth a binary 0101100 illusion. I'm not going to get all up into that today. I'm going to stay on subject. Now, going back to what is the connecting factor to Amun, the supreme being, the originator, the creator, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the omni-being. What is our connecting factor? The connecting factor of the original men and women who were seated here was their pure bloodline, their pure genetic. That was their connecting factor. They didn't have no cut, no chaser, no splice here and that way of the DNA. They were not the experimental lab rat that we see among the former beings who are current, who are no longer connected to the source. So here it is today. There is no connection to the Supreme Being. There is no connection to the Most High, because the original people have simply forgotten who they are, and they have taken on an identity. An entity, a spirit that is not who and what they came here as it related to their mind, their body, and their soul, being that divine connection, not just in the image and the likeness of the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High, the Omni-God family of beings. We came here mind, body, and soul, being the Omni-God family of beings. And we came here working in a specific purpose that included being in leadership, ruling, guiding, dealing with science and mathematics as we went about constructing and creating and building civilizations founded in the natural law and order of how things work. We got away from who we are because of disobedience and the chastisement that came along with that. Was we not only suffered from a connection to the Supreme Being, the Most High, and the Creator, we completely lost our minds. We lost our mind because we had taken on the mind of that which we decided we wanted to cohabitate with at that particular time. We decided that as God beings, we could do anything and be with anyone and accept everybody. Evidently, that did not work for the original people of God, because that led us to where it is that you have people today who don't know their origin. So they have embraced those names that we call ourselves as it relates to black people. And that is not the original name. The original name for the original people, the Omni-God family of people, is simply men, women, and children, and in all three, that connecting EN entered us into the door where those other created beings could not and cannot travel. If you look at the example of nature, and that's something that is a good learning tool. It's a good learning tool to observe nature. I don't care how often we are in observance of nature, we still cannot be that which we are not. I could put on a lion suit. I could put on a kangaroo suit. I could put on some wings and pretend I'm a bird and a butterfly. But if I am not genetically that, all I could do is impersonate that. And it is the same way with us as men, women, and children. We have taken on an identity as the imposter people of the planet, because even in our mixing down and the diluting of our God genetics that come from the original people, the God family of people, we are still impersonating the names that we have been called by. The black people, the niggas, the Negroes, and the African Americans. We are imposters, impersonating that, but because we have not come to know who we are, and because we have not come to know our true connecting factor to the source, to the Most High, the Supreme Being, the Creator, that is the all in all, everything that is in existence comes from the mind. It comes from the body and it comes from the soul of the original people. And when you know who you are as a people, you are responsible for what you know. Whether it is accepted or rejected among the masses of the people, it is the duty of the civilized to teach and train as you go until it is you can't do it anymore. The same way that we came here as the original God family of beings, the Amen is right in the name. That's our connecting factor to the support, to the source, the Supreme Being, the Most High. We are also the All Women. And indeed we are and will be those who come to know and accept and take off the clothing of the imposter. Some of us are going to die in that, just like some of us are going to die in those things that we found our parents worshiping and being a slave unto. But as our Amen children are being educated, even if it is that small number, they will return to what it was that we originally came here to be and who we are as the Amen God family of beings. Not in the sense of being a worshiper, but being a receiver and a transmitter of that divine light, of that beauty, that essence of God that is so very powerful, that intelligence that nothing on this earth can surpass. The greatness that is our higher self, that journey that takes place when you come to know and you are awakened and you move beyond, you move forward, you see yourself moving beyond that concern for those things that were and will no longer be, and you put your focus and your attention on those things that are to come. And it should put a smile on your face as an Amen God being. And like my God brother said, I'm going to close out. The impersonators that became clones of this beast That might be a pretty good topic for tomorrow. And I'm and Willie will touch on that on Saturday night. So with that, let me say thank you for joining us for this brief session of Amina Ray's broadcasting, which purpose is to shine that light so that the people can know who they are and they could quit impersonating that which we are not. My name is Sinetra Menkarays. I'm going to be closing out this morning's session of Amina Ray's broadcasting. And as I open, so shall I remain. In the name and in the power of Amen, we, the Amen God family of beings, we trust, we live, we breathe, we move forward on into the future, and we are free. We are no longer a slave in mind, body, and soul to that which we were. We know who we are. Hell, Amen. Y'all have a beautiful Sunday. Not Sunday as in a day Sunday, but a beautiful day as in getting out there and getting those coded messages that are coming in, streaming in so beautifully from the sun. Peace.
I don't wanna write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. I don't wanna take no time to write this down. I don't wanna tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not a promise. Tomorrow may never show up. Times I don't wanna get in no war. Times I don't wanna be a soldier. Times I just wanna be a man.